The Rav asked me yesterday to address the crowd to say a few words. Obviously, not the very hesped. It wouldn't be appropriate for myself. Perhaps not for... Who knows if anyone in this door could really give proper divrei hesped to describe a person, to be maspid a person who in 1 year would learn Kol HaTorah Kula, which is the aspiration of any Ben Torah to do in a lifetime, to write 20 or 30 Sfarim, that each one would be the accomplishment of a lifetime for any Ben Torah, who I looked at home last night. There's a sefer called Kiryas Melech, which is on the entire Rambam, bringing sources for the entire Rambam. It's called Torah Kula, and that sefer was written Tavshin Yud Ches 64 years ago. He knew Kol HaTorah Kula. And did nothing more than just continue being marbin in the Kol HaTorah Kula for all of Klal Yisrael. There's a maisa that I saw in a book, and then I heard from one of the Talmidim of Rav Ruderman, when one trip in the 1970s, Rav Ruderman came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he was very besimcha. And they asked him, why are you so besimcha? And he said, because there was a Sefer Torah, Mutal Bebizoyan. There's a Sefer Torah that didn't have a mantle, so I bought a mantle for the Sefer Torah. So he came back very besimcha. So they thought the story was strange. Where'd you find the Sefer Torah that didn't have a mantle? So Ruderman said, there was a Sefer Torah, there was a younger man in Kol Chazanish that knows Kol HaTorah Kula, and he didn't have a proper frock, and I was able to buy it for him. Ruderman was the Gadol Ador, was in Nispol. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and as a young man, knew Kol HaTorah Kula already. So, hespedim is not appropriate. Number two, to give the hashkof of what it means that we lost the Gadol Ador, is also not appropriate for me to speak about. So, the Rav said, divrei hesoiris, so perhaps we could try to give a little bit, a lesson, or something that we can take away. Like Rav Gershon Edelstein Shlita said this morning, we could learn Musar as a schos and as a achiv to respond by learning some divrei Musar to understand a little bit better, to maybe grow a little bit and study Derachav to be able to understand what we can do. So the emes is, I think there's one simple thing that's something appropriate for every single person in this room to understand that maybe we could all become a little bit more of a gadol ourselves. See, you think that a person did nothing more than maybe than learn his whole life. And if you keep on learning, you eventually become... But we know that there wasn't a case that Rav Chai, he just learned. He made it his life's mission that he needs to know this. He needs to know Kol HaTorah Kula. That was his life's mission. He made himself a goal, and he made himself a plan how he was going to do it. You see, there's a maisa, there's a Gemara in Brachas, and Daf Chav Hei, I'm in Beis, and the Gemara over there says, a Brisa, Tanya Hasam, and Rashi says in that Brisa, Leah Dati Heichanhu. I don't know where this Brisa is. And Rabbi Kivager in the Gilead Hashas brings about 20 or so other places that Rashi says a similar language. I don't know where it is. Chaim Kanievsky had in his Gilead Hashas about 80 places where that Lashon was. So they asked him, V'chi, you're greater than Rabbi Kivager? Rabbi Kivager came up with 20. You came up with triple the amount. So he says, no, Rabbi Kivager wasn't trying to do this. He wrote down whatever first came to mind. As he's learning, he jotted down. It's important to know. He says it other places also. But I mean, I need to know Kol HaTorah Kula this way. I need to know every place Rashi says this. This is my thing. This is my goal. I need to know it this way. We all know that he had chayvos. That means every day he split up kol tarkula, what he can learn in a year, and he split it up. If I have to know kol tarkula in a year, I have to do this amount of every single part of Torah in over the year, and this is what he did. So how about us? See, a person can just go through life, and if I would ask anybody, where do you think you'll be in 20 years from now? So whatever, I'm doing what I'm doing, and I hope for the best. Wherever I end up, I end up. I'm pretty much doing what I'm supposed to. In other areas, a person has a plan. A person has a plan for your retirement, for your business, for your children, for your education. You have a plan for your career. Every area in life, a person has a plan. How about in Ruchnius? Does a person have a plan? Where do you see yourself? If a person can't imagine, where do I see myself in 20 years? Okay, where do you see yourself in 10 years? What midah do you think that you could perfect? What area of Torah do you think you can know better? What's your goal? What do you want to become? Does a person just go through it, go through life and say, as long as I'm pretty much doing the right thing, I'll end up wherever I end up, wherever life takes me. So, I'll end up there. It's not enough to just end up. You have to have a goal. You have to decide what do you want to be? Who do you want to be? What are the accomplishments that I want to accomplish? Or I need to accomplish, or I can accomplish, and I'm chuyiv to use my koichus in that way. Can a person say to themselves, yeah, I think I can finish this amount of learning. Yeah, I can perfect myself in this midah. I can do that chesed that's a little harder than what I would have thought it is to do. I can do that area of Torah that I never thought I would be able to accomplish. If a person makes themselves goals, and then you have a goal. Okay, so you know what? I could become that. I could do that a little differently. I'm not just going to, go through the motions and end up wherever wherever the road takes me. I'm going to decide what I want to do, what I want to look like in X amount of time from now. What I want to look like at the end of a year, and then end of 10 years. And then make a plan how to get there. A person does not become a gadol because they just did it. A person decided, this is what I need to do. This is my life's mission. I need to know it. And if I need to know it, I need to have a plan how I'm going to do it also. And every single one of us, it's not enough that we all are amazing people, doing the best we can, and going through life, and doing the things that we can do best. We need to have a little bit of a plan of action and a goal. What do I want to look like in X amount of time from now? And then, what's my plan of how to get there? I think this is the most basic lesson, looking back at how a person becomes a gadol. Now, what type of goal can a person or should a person make for themselves? So, we would say to ourselves, I would love to be a gadol, but I can't be a gadol. So what's a gadol? So Chazon Ish says, sometimes a person can figure out what something is, what's a gadol, what does something mean, when you see the opposite. By seeing what's the opposite of it. So you would think, what's the opposite of a gadol? What's the opposite of a gadol? A katan, small person. So listen to the Chazon Ish. He says, Hakitzonius, going to the extreme of something, the Hagadlos and Godless, Shemus Nerdofim, those are synonyms, they're the same thing. Hakitzonius means Hishtalmus Shel Hanoise, getting something with Shlemus, perfecting oneself in an area, that's Godless. What's the opposite? Hadoigil Babeinonius, mediocrity. The opposite of being a gadol is not being a katan. The opposite of being a gadol is being a beinani. I'm just mediocre. I'm okay. I'm doing my thing. I'm going around life. I'm doing it. I'm coming. I'm doing what I can. and I'm a Beinoni. I'm just fine. I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a great guy. I'm just going along life. And I'm coming to shul. I'm doing my thing. The opposite of godless is Beinonius. Mediocrity. That's not a gadol. Hadoigel b'habeinonius. Someone that is in mediocre. He's okay with mediocrity. Umoyes b'kitzonius. And doesn't appreciate the extremes, the shlemus of the thing, of the inyan. He's one of two things. He's either a faker or a fool. If a person is willing to satisfy himself with mediocrity, they're either just faking themselves or they actually think that that's good. They're either a faker or a fool. A person has to strive for godless. Godless means shlemus of something. Look at what type of midah can I perfect myself in? What area of Torah can I perfect myself in? What area can I do to be my own gadol? Can I perfect myself in something? Or am I just going to go and continue going about my daily life, following the motions like I've been doing, without setting myself a goal? I can become something special. I can make myself a sholim in something. I can actually accomplish something great. I have to know my own koiches. I can perfect myself and make myself reach perfection in one area. That's a gadol. So, if we have to think about how can we become a gadol, think about where can we perfect ourselves? What goal can we set for ourselves? And then how do we accomplish it? And set a plan for oneself in learning, in any other area. But a person shouldn't just continue doing what they're doing. They should think about it for a minute. Maybe I can push, and it should be an area they have to push yourself. Maybe I can get up a few minutes earlier before davening and learn a little bit extra. Maybe I can push myself to do that particular type of chesed that's difficult for me, or maybe that type of midah that I've finally decided I'm going to work on and perfect myself. But that's godless. And avoiding mediocrity is godless. So, Reb Chaim had his choivis to finish Kol HaTorah Kula. And Erev Pesach, he would make a siyum and Kol HaTorah Kula. And going to come Erev Pesach, and Baruch Hashem, Hashem is going to have a lot of naches from all the siyumim and the bachrim come home from yeshiva, and this one makes a siyum on Ksuvis, and this one makes a siyum on Baba Basra. Hashem takes the Masechtas Ksuvis and the Masechtas Baba Basra and gives it a kiss, and he's so proud of every bachar and every person that makes a siyum. But there's going to be one siyum that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had naches from every year. And he had nachas from the Kol HaTorah Kula that Reb Chaim Kanievsky finished every single year. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was waiting for that nachas of Kol HaTorah Kula. And who knows how many yeshuas and how many things were poiled from the nachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had every year on that Erev Pesach, from the godless, from the siyum that Reb Chaim Kanievsky would make for Klal Yisrael finishing Kol HaTorah Kula. So, I was just thinking, maybe a mashal that, let's say there was a couple, a husband and a wife, and every year, the husband's birthday, the wife would prepare an extravagant dinner for the husband. I mean, it's unbelievable, to the point exactly what he loved, and exactly the way he loved it, and exactly every single thing that he wanted, the way he wanted it. And he mamash looks forward to it every single year. He looked forward to that special dinner he was going to receive, and it was made to perfection exactly the way only she knew to be able to prepare for him. And one year, about a month before his birthday, she was nifter, and he was wondering, how is he going to get his special dinner? And all of his children got together and they said, what are we going to do for Ta? You know, Ma's not here to make him that dinner anymore this year. And we don't know how to do it. So they said, how about each of us prepare something? I'll prepare this course, and you prepare that course. And it's not going to taste the same for Ta, the same way Ma used to do it. Because only she knew how to do that. But when, on his birthday, all of his 10 kids came, and they all brought one course to him, and they all brought one little dish to him, and they said, this is this dinner we prepared for your birthday. And maybe the Ta has as much nachas from that as he had from the mother's dinner that she made for him. And maybe he'll also bench Klal Yisrael. We all come and present the Kodesh Baruch Hu with a little bit of what we can do. Can we learn Kol HaTorah Kula? Can everyone in this room together learn Kol HaTorah Kula? No. Can all of Klal Yisrael even learn what he would learn in 1 year? No. But maybe if we all come and say we want to be a Gadol and we want to perfect ourselves in one way, and we want to present ourselves with our little Masechta, or our little extra Kabbalah, or our little extra 5 minutes of Mishnayos that we're going to learn, or our extra Mishnah Berurah Seder, because we can't write a Shaina Halachas, and we can't write a Pirsha on the Tesefta, and we can't write a Pirsha on the Yerushalmi, but maybe we could learn a little bit more Mishnayos, and maybe we could learn a little bit more of one area, or maybe we could perfect ourselves in a chesed to other people, like he gave himself over to Klal Yisrael completely, and maybe in any single area we could perfect ourselves. And then when it comes to Erev Pesach, and Hashem's looking down and saying, where's my Siyam HaKol Torkula? And where's... And I want to bring the Yeshuas to Klal Yisrael like I used to bring in the Schus of that Siyam. And maybe if we all present ourselves and say, here's our little gift, we're trying our best, and we're going to make ourselves into our Gadol, maybe we'll be zoich into the same Yeshua and the same bracha that HaKadosh Baruch will give for our effort as well. Maybe we all be zoich to bring, using our koiches and reaching our own shleimus, becoming our own Gadol, using our shleimus to using our full potential to the shleimus, and that should bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well.
From the Rosh Hashiva Shlita.